Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge. I know it's a familiar voice that you're listening to. I'm your host, Brian Thomas, joined by my co-host, Luckett Pieris, here on www.goforgold.lk, bringing you cricket news hot off the field as we start our presentation in Bangladesh today. Right, the Sri Lankan women beat Bangladesh women yesterday by 4 wickets to square the series. Let's take a look at the main scores. Bangladesh batting first, bowled out in the 46th over for 165 runs. Nigar Sultana made 50, Shamin Sultana made 25, and Nahida Akhtar 20. For Sri Lanka, Chamari Attapattu back in the fold from the injury, took 3 for 36, and Malki Madara, who opens bowling for Sri Lanka, took 2 for 30, and Nimesha Madushani, wonderful spinner, she is, took 2 for 29, and Inoka Ranavira picked up 2 for 28. Sri Lanka got to the target in the 39th over, losing 6 wickets. But I need to point out something here. At one stage, Sri Lanka were 154 for 3 wickets, and they lost 3 wickets for just 11 runs at the back end. And I'm sure they will have to address that issue. Chamari Attapattu opened batting, made 40. Samara Vikrama made 50, and Hanshima Karuna Ratna a super 40. Right, the third ODI, which will be of great interest, is coming up on Saturday, the 25th of April. Remember, play gets underway Sri Lanka time at 9 o'clock, and you can watch the live coverage on Dialogue TV. There is another women's game we need to report. India women versus South Africa women. Where South Africa women in the third T20 have beaten India comprehensively by 9 wickets. And remember that South Africa also won the first two T20 games. Let's take a look at the scores. India batting first, very impressive, 192 for 4. A women's team making 192 for 4 in T20 criket is excellent. Smriti Mandhana 37. Shafali Varma 64, and Harmanpreet, the captain, Harmanpreet Kaur 64. But South Africa get to the target with ease, 193 for 1, and that too, they get there in the 18th over. Laura Wulfordot 115, and Suna Lunus 64. So super batting by this pair. They opened batting and they stitched a partnership of 183. For the first wicket. Right, the fourth T20 is scheduled again for Saturday. I think Indian women will have to get their act right. Remember that they are the world champions. They were given all the glory by BCCI. So they'll have to pull their socks up and live up to their reputation as the world champions. Now it's time for IPL, Rajasthan Royals against LSG. At one stage yesterday, Rajasthan Royals were put into bat, were struggling, 77 runs for 5 wickets. And frankly, I thought that's the end of RR in this particular innings. But they came up with a very good performance, ultimately winning the game by 40 runs because they scored 159 for the loss of six wickets. And the main contributor being Ravindra Jadeja, who made a brilliant 43 batting at number 5. Yashwal, the opener, made 22. Ryan Parang, the captain, 20. And Hetmeyer, 41. As far as the bowling is concerned, Mohammad Siraj, 2 for 30. Prince Yadav, 2 for 29. And Mohin Khan, 2 for 17. But LSG were disappointing. Bowled out in the 18th over for just 119 runs, conceding this game by a big margin of 40. Mitch Marsh made 55, and Nicholas Poran, among the runs, he made 22. The bowling was Geoffrey Archer, as expected, 3 for 20. Nadran Berger, 2 for 27. And Vijay Sharma took 2 for 15. But the game coming up today is going to be very interesting, mind you, ladies and gentlemen. Mumbai Indians will take on CSK. So it's almost a north versus the south. Right. The other games that we will see in action is Sri Lanka A against New Zealand A in the second four-day test match at Hambantota. And of course, Bangladesh are hosting New Zealand, and the second 50-over game is scheduled today. So plenty of cricket that I will have in store for you to report for tomorrow, that's for sure. And remember, tomorrow is also another big day, because I told you yesterday, the Sri Lankan Rugby League, Schools Rugby League, gets underway tomorrow. And the first game we'll witness is between Wesley and Prince of Wales. So looking forward for that as well. That's it from me and Lakhit Peris. Thank you very much indeed for being in our company. Take this opportunity of wishing all of you a very blessed and a fruitful day as we spin your record for your listening pleasure.